Here's a thought I'll title, The Thread That Binds. As those of you who've been listening for a while know, I'm an advocate of the multi-image project, be that a book or print-on-demand book or a PDF or a wall exhibition of images that carry forward a common theme. I still do individual images, but a larger and larger portion of my work is revolving around the multiple image project, chapbooks, PDFs, folios, that kind of thing. But the Achilles heel of multiple image projects is the risk that viewing the work devolves into a popularity contest. And I think that's because everybody's trained to think that way. Which image is my favorite? You walk into a gallery, whether it's a photography gallery or a painting gallery or a sculpture gallery, we want to view all the work, true. But underneath that is this sort of mental analysis. Which piece of artwork do we think is the best, is the one that touches us most deeply? What's our favorite? And that's been drilled into us in terms of seeing art forever, I think. I remember listening to music when I was just a teenager. I'd buy an album, and the question became, which was my favorite song on the album? This training goes way back, and I think most people are probably not aware of it. It certainly is the logic and the driving force behind Instagram. When you go look at images on Instagram, that's what you're doing, is searching for the best images, the most interesting images, the exciting images. And when you post your own images to Instagram, it's the same thing. Which is the best image? Which is the most exciting? Which is the one I'm most proud of? That's what goes on display. And like I say, the premise behind that is that there is a contest, a ranking. And it happens on such a subconscious level that I wouldn't be surprised to see lots of people are unaware that that's even what they're doing or how they're approaching the artwork. The problem with multiple image projects is that it's not a popularity contest as to which of the images is your favorite. Sure, that might be a part of viewing it, but instead what we're hoping for as producers is that people are looking for the threads and the connections between the images, so that eventually the whole makes a greater impact and a greater statement artistically than the sum of all the parts. Overcoming this subconscious winnowing project becomes one of the great challenges of presenting a body of work for those of us who are interested in the multi-image project. How do we seduce or cajole or force people into looking at the body of work as a group, rather than as a collection of individual images? Because we know once they start looking at them as individual images, ranking is the next thing that'll happen. And all the psychic energy that they put into selecting which is their favorite is a lost opportunity for us to present the body of work. So how can we do that? I wish I could give you a list of 101 ways to overcome the Achilles heel of multiple image projects, but I can't. I can tell you the best one that I know of, and that is sort of force feeding the connecting idea through titling, through introductory text, through even how we caption the individual images if they have captions. For example, a dumb idea in a gallery exhibition is number them. Give people a sequence you want them to use as they see the images. We sort of do that naturally in a gallery because people will often start looking at an exhibition at one end or the other, and if they start on the left-hand side and move to the right, they go one picture at a time. And of course, in a gallery, there's that little card next to the picture that gives them the title and maybe the location or other information, when it was photographed, etc. Why not number those cards? I know, it's a dumb idea, but if the project is My Yosemite, put Yosemite number 1, Yosemite number 2, Yosemite number 3. That's a strong hint that you intend people to see them in a given sequence. And if they happen to start at the end of the exhibition, to the right, let's say, and they start moving to the left, and they see they're decreasing the number that's on the card, maybe they'll get the hint and go back and start the way you intend to see them in the sequence. You might expand that a little bit and put a little paragraphic description on picture number 2 that refers back to picture number 1, so people can realize that what you're trying to do is connect these images in the interstices between them. Certainly having a title for the entire exhibition will also help get them seen as a body of work. I don't have time to explore the specifics of how to do it in this short Here's a Thought commentary, but the point I do want to make is how important it is that you provide them a thread and maybe even beat them over the head with that thread so that they can't miss the idea that this body of work is intended to be seen as a body of work and that the images are intended to relate to one another and to create some sort of impression that's much bigger than any of the individual images. What's fascinating from an art maker's point of view is that when we're working on that individual image, we're doing the very best we can with that one image to make it as absolutely communicative and powerful and captivating and mesmerizing as we possibly can. And what I'm proposing is that's exactly the same approach we need to make about the group. How do we make it as captivating, as seductive, as motivating, as mesmerizing as possible? And the way to do that is to make sure that your viewers are tagging along with you on the journey where you're trying to connect all the images together and tell a little bit of a story or at least make a bigger statement than you can with any individual image.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.